This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was So In Love by OMD. It is 5:42. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're joined by Danya Nair from the news team for today's Keep In View. And we're talking about Zoom and mental health. So Zoom calls have become a part of our daily lives, of course, as the pandemic continues to drag on. Now, the software is also helping police in the US respond to the mental health crisis in their country. Danya, tell us more.
Yeah, so, you know, as we know, COVID has left more people isolated at home. People, you know, can't really connect with mental health services, or they're just generally too scared to leave their house because they're scared of getting sick. And this has led to police dealing with a spike in calls involving suicide and other mental health issues. And, you know, there is estimated to be a sort of an increase of 60% in calls this year alone. And in Cook County, officers were being asked to be the first responders for mental health cases. And basically, they were doing things that they really had minimal or no training at all. So they decided the best way to help citizens was to get a mental health expert on the scene immediately. So they started carrying tablets with them and giving the devices to citizens so they could speak to clinicians directly through Zoom. And officers say that this has had a positive impact in the way they manage mental health cases. It, you know, it sort of helps them avoid physical confrontations. So, for example, a sergeant was responding to a mental health call, and the man she was dealing with was rather agitated and aggressive. But when she handed him the tablet, he kind of calmed down enough to talk to the person through Zoom. So far, the department has purchased 70 tablets using grant money, and they hope to see the program adopted by more police stations across the country.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we have seen these conversations about mental health, right, kind of increasing all over the world, including here. And we've also talked about how there is a huge disparity between our population and the number of mental health professionals that are actually able to provide this care. So this seems like something we could consider using, especially since our resources are stretched.
That's true. And even just going back to the US, there have been other programs around the country where mental health experts ride around with police officers or in ambulances, which is fine when you want to talk about it in a smaller community, but it isn't really practical in larger areas. And it would cost a lot of money to buy more ambulances. And a local sheriff in the report, he said that hiring clinicians and the tablets only cost a couple of $100 each. And that's pretty much a fraction of what you would spend to buy more ambulances or to send an army of mental health professionals to hit the streets, basically. And, you know, if we were to think about implementing it here, we really had to think about connectivity and reaching out to people who may not have good internet connection. You know, we already have trouble with online learning for schools. And like Lynn pointed out, you know, we had to think about the number of mental health experts in our country, because currently we only have about 400 psychiatrists for 32 million people.
And I've been reading online about how even though a lot of the professionals we have in Malaysia are offering mental health services virtually, they are so fully booked because over the last year, the demand for mental health care has increased by so much. Let us know, what do you think about using technology to access mental health care? Is that something you have done? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that Keep In View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.